It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. The more advanced our phones become, the less we can call them phones. They're computers for email, texting, mapping, Angry Birds, and yes, the occasional phone call. They give us power and have power over us. A recent study said more people are sleeping with their phones, checking email in the middle of the night, going online before they get out of bed in the morning. Brian Chen writes for Wired and is the author of the new book, Always On, How the iPhone Unlocked the Anytime, Anywhere Future and Locked Us In. He says while we had high-tech phones before, Apple changed everything.
What's different between this, like the iPhone and smartphones in the past, is that the iPhone also introduced an app store, which now has about 400,000 applications and counting, which introduced new functionalities into our everyday lives. So I make an argument that we're always connected, and this revolution changes everything.
But isn't this about society itself and not just this one Apple product? I mean, there's plenty of other smartphones out there. There's plenty of other opportunities to be connected to other people.
Definitely. I see the iPhone as just the starting point for this revolution because of this application store model that they introduced. And now, of course, we're seeing Google has their Android smartphones with a comparably big application store. So I credit Apple for starting the revolution, but of course it means a lot more going forward. And beyond smartphones, we're talking about other manufacturers putting app stores inside their devices, like even TVs have app stores now, some of them that is. Some cars are going to be shipping of app stores. And we're looking at ways that we can just expand functionality of hardware with just downloading an application.
Chen says it's not just you and me who are always on. The app revolution is changing other parts of society too, like law enforcement.
They have a new application they're testing called Morris, which has the ability to scan an eyeball and also to detect a fingerprint and check with a police database to see if the suspect is registered in the database. And these are things that it would usually require you to book a suspect, and that would take several hours to run all these tests. But now all this functionality is streamlined, so it can happen within maybe 15 minutes when they actually arrest a suspect.
Brian Chen's book is called Always On. Got a burning question about technology? Concerned about security or privacy? Curious about a social network? We want to get you some answers. Be your radio help desk. Maybe put you on the air. Find the contact link at marketplacetech.org or just post your question at the Marketplace Tech Report page on Facebook. We'll see it. Here's something that might really come in handy. An extension for the Google Chrome browser called Internet Shame Insurance. Adam Pash created it. Adam, how does it work?
When you're at a website like Facebook or Twitter or Gmail, and you're about to do something like comment, post a status update, or reply to all, basically things that are common mistakes where people can end up doing things that are awfully embarrassing, it will prompt you to sort of give you an idea of what that mistake may be and try and save you from doing it.
The ramifications of your actions.
Yes, exactly. So in Facebook, when you post to your feed, it'll detect what your privacy settings are and give you a message, sort of try and remind you, hey, these are the people who can see it, just so you know.
Why did you make this?
You know, partially prompted by the Wiener Twitter scandal.
I'm not familiar with that. I haven't heard anything about that in the news. Adam Pash, the Anthony Wieners of the future, thank you. Adam Pash is the creator of Internet Shame Insurance. Thanks, Adam.
Thank you.
We have a link to Internet Shame Insurance at marketplacetech.org. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.